Well, hello, everybody, and thank you for being here and adding your energy to this meditation. I'm Estrah Rowell, and I am your host for this call. And so this is a violet flame meditation. I love the violet flame. And so just if you're not familiar with it, just a little bit of background. We know from law of attraction that everything is energy. And the law of attraction will match our vibration, which creates our circumstances. So in effect, we're qualifying energy with our feelings, thoughts, and emotions, because our feelings, thoughts, and emotions create our vibration. And you can use the sacred flame, the violet flame is also called the sacred flame, as one way to clear anything that would cause you to misqualify energy. And those would be things such as fear, anger, doubt, things from your past, negative conditions and circumstances. So when you misqualify energy, you create negative, unpleasant circumstances and forms that reflect lack, limitation, or make you feel trapped or stuck. So with this violet flame, also the sacred transmuting flame, okay, as it's also known, you can change what you draw in and what you send out. And so in that way, you can change your life and your circumstances. And the more you use it, the stronger it becomes. And so, you know, given this time, we tend to look at external circumstances and think, oh, no, what's happening with our government? What's happening in the world? And with this focus and intention here, we can actually, as we really are, we are the ones that are in control of our lives and really what happens within our own lives. And of course, many people are coming together in wonderful ways right now to take actions that can make a change in the world and can bring us together in more harmony. And so this weekly meditation is my action that I'm taking to help bring people together, because we're going to focus the flame through our four lower bodies and also then a blessing to the world at large. And this flame was introduced, most people who teach about this flame say that it was introduced by Saint Germain as a sacred alchemy. And it's a sacred alchemy because it transmutes energy from one state to another. So the violet transmuting flame has the power to transmute the cause, the effect, and even the memory of past mistakes. It can transform negative emotions and feelings by changing their energy into light. And it can also assist you in erasing the effects of past actions that are drawing negative events to you. It can help to clear your mind, your body, and your emotions of all the lesser energies that are holding you back. All right, so also really quickly, when I say the four lower bodies, in case you don't know what I'm talking about, that's the mental body, the emotional body, the etheric body, and of course your physical body. The mental body is a structural body. Most people see it as a kind of like a grid work of light around their bodies. So you can imagine a grid work of light around your body. And then that's the outermost layer of the four lower bodies. And then there's the emotional body, which is a fluid body. And I kind of see it as points of light kind of moving around. And I've actually been able to calm myself by just imagining those lights, those little points of light, just calming down and settling. So that's your emotional body. Your etheric body is that web of light that's directly around your physical body. And then, of course, there's your physical body. All right, so let's go ahead and get started with the meditation. So to work with the violet flame, you want to bring yourself into a calm, centered state. So just take a deep breath in and release it. And as you release it, allow yourself to bring relaxation into your body. And receive another deep breath in and release it. And just imagine a wave of relaxation entering at the top of your head, coming down through your head, relaxing your face, relaxing the muscles around your eyes, allowing your jaw to be relaxed, just a little bit open. And feel this relaxation coming down through your neck, into your shoulders, your arms, and your hands. And now the wave of relaxation moves into your upper chest and your upper back. And you can help that by taking another deep breath in and letting it out. And the wave of relaxation moves down into your abdomen, your lower back, down into your hips. And just imagine this relaxation flowing down into your thighs, your knees, down into your calves and shins, and into your feet. Now just imagine the sacred transmuting flame in front of you, at least 9 feet high. Most people see this as a very large flame. And just observe it for a while. Even if you feel like you're just imagining this, we do this by intention, so it's perfectly fine. So just imagine this beautiful 9 feet high violet flame, noticing that as you watch it, you become more peaceful. This sacred flame is intelligent and aware of you. It comes directly from God. Now, in your mind's eye, move closer to the sacred flame and feel its radiation and the energy that it's offering you of love, healing, and peace. Move closer into this flame until it's all around you. If you feel comfortable doing so, picture standing in the center of the sacred flame with it arising all around you. Now bring the flame through your mental body. Imagine that it is burning away and transmuting all negative memories, past conditioning, illusions, limiting mental concepts, negative thoughts, thoughts that are harmful to you and others, and any other mental energies that are holding you back. Let it burn away all thoughts that are no longer useful to you, old programs and beliefs, incomplete thoughts, and all the thoughts that belong to a lesser level of evolution. Ask it to transmute any thoughts of the future that are limiting you, so you can open to thoughts of a better and even higher future. And as you do this, thoughts may come up, and that's fine because they're coming up to be transmuted. Know that all energy that's transmuted is returned to the reservoir of universal energy where it can be used for other purposes. Next, bring the sacred flame through your emotional body. Allow it to burn away fears, doubts, anxieties, and any emotions that are holding you back from being your divine self. Know that this flame is all-powerful and that there are no energies that it can't change into a higher form. And as you do this, just take a moment to notice your breathing and your posture. And notice you can feel the transmutation more powerfully if you just adjust them a little bit. Now bring the sacred flame into your etheric body, into that web of light that surrounds your physical body and that contains the pattern upon which your physical body is built. It records all experiences throughout time in your use of energy and vibration. And before thoughts and feelings can be manifested in the physical world, they must be filtered through your etheric body. As you bring the sacred flame through your etheric body, imagine that it is burning up every record where you have failed or not lived up to your inner light. It's burning away, transmuting every memory of imperfection of every kind. Let it burn away all records of aging, disintegration, pain, and suffering. Allow it to release all causes that have led to negative effects. Let other things to burn away come into your mind as you move the sacred transmuting flame through your etheric body. You can next bring the sacred flame through your physical body, burning away all impurities, imperfections, and places that are not able to hold the light and radiance of your divine self. Allow each cell to soak up this sacred light, like the breath of God throughout every cell. As you sit within the violet flame, feel yourself growing quieter and quieter, very peaceful, until you come to a state of rest, of no thought. Now, as you come out of this state, new thoughts are forming, thoughts of beauty, thoughts that allow you to see the divine in all life and in yourself, thoughts of hope, thoughts that are clear and reflect reality, thoughts that show you the beauty and light within you, illumined thoughts. Feel your divine self putting you in resonance with new thoughts that show you the new future, the forms, the new light. And as your divine self draws you back into the state of complete peace, of no thought, allow yourself to rest there for a moment. And as you come out, notice new, higher feelings, feelings of joy, of peace, harmony, and expansiveness in your life. Feel yourself coming into a new alignment with the higher light. And feel your resonance with this light. It's like the sun coming out and clearing away the fog. And now let's offer a blessing to the world. Imagine the sacred transmuting flame encircling the globe and ask that all that can be released from humanity be released. Picture the earth being held in this flame and sense it burning away and purifying the mental, emotional, etheric, and physical bodies of everyone on earth. See it transmuting all the effluvia of humanity, all the anger, hatred, illusions, and misperceptions that veil the light of people's divine selves. See it burning away ancient patterns and thought forms that keep humanity trapped. And let us hold together this sacred fire as if we are encircling the world. And see the light of the rising sun and of the new dawning upon humanity. New forms, new feelings, fresh perspective. As if people everywhere are waking up from a deep sleep. The mists and fogs are leaving, and the light of the real is dawning. Every blessing you send out comes back to you as energy you can use that has been enhanced by the blessing received. So thank you. Just come back into the room where you're sitting. Open your eyes. Stretch your body. And thank you so much. Does anybody have any questions? If you are on the phone, you can hit star 2 in order to raise your hand. And if you're on the webcast, all you need to do is type into the to the box there, the Q&A box. And I'm just going to, it takes a little bit for me to see, so I'll refresh. Okay, and it doesn't look like anybody does. So thank you so much for adding your energy to this process, to this blessing, for clearing your own energy and blessing the world in this way. It's actually much more powerful than we realize, the work that we do here together. So thank you so much. You know, if you know people that are that might be interested, always feel free to share the link. This is no opt-in. This is something that I just feel called to do to help raise the vibration on our planet. So thanks, everybody, and I hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.